Welcome to Buffalo Spirit Stories, featuring cultural stories from across Turtle Island, from the Windspeaker Media Archives. I'm your host, Sandra Crowfoot. Funding provided by the Community Radio Fund of Canada. Today's story is called The Spirit of the Drum by Pamela Sexsmith, originally published in 2003 in Windspeaker's national newspaper. Drums are highly regarded by First Nations people, and they consider them to have a spirit of their own. Since early times, the drum has symbolized the circle of life and the heartbeat of Mother Earth. Drum songs are made to be shared in ceremonies given to the people by the Creator. Some songs honor the spirits of the ancestors and ancient traditions. Other songs make you feel good, such as the intertribal. Sometimes you just can't be too serious. You are celebrating life, and powwow singing is a good way to express it. And now in Blackfoot. The drum and the eagle whistle are the most revered of musical instruments among the Plains Cree. If the drum is the heartbeat of Mother Earth, it is the eagle whistle that sounds with the breath of the Creator. One of the rarest and most special tributes that can be made to a drum is when an eagle whistle carrier blows his whistle on it. An experienced dancer will hear a song that he really likes and dance towards that drum, blowing his eagle whistle to keep the spirit of that song alive. Other men's traditional dancers will go and support him by dancing stationary in the area around that drum. Spectators stand to offer their energy and support. The drumming and singing intensify until all of the energy of the entire powwow is magnified and focused on the drum, the dancers, and the eagle whistle carrier. It is a high point in the powwow, a powerful spiritual experience.
Eagle whistle.
The eagle whistle can be blown on a drum for several reasons. Someone can be sick, and the family will ask for a drum and a song to pray to the Creator for help. It could also be blown for a friend who needs their spirits lifted. People can also blow a whistle on a song because it is a beautiful song. For those 5 or 6 minutes, it brings people that much closer to the spirits and the Creator, and no one can take that away from them. For those 5 minutes, it is all about you, the Creator, and the gifts He has given us. The belief that the songs lift people's spirits and are worthy of an eagle whistle come directly from the spirits.
Ni testukimo Sitten se tohkui kieltuksi, kun miksi säkin tästä siis tuli. Kiksi kuvennuu, niiksi uksiksi, kei itse vaan jäämäkuksi, niiksi siis saa aamukui. Sitten tavatsi mun ehkä ei tehnyt katsomaksi ja sitten peitä piiupi. Uksi niiksi keikki täkkäinu, niiksi sitten tavan ja nuhteissukimus. Kennu kuuksi matsusi tekki ja itse ei tää pikki. Muutsin, eikä sua olisi mitään puhutsista tiihkaasia. Kikäis keinnäksessä muja. Kauan jäänyt, että ei tämä uutsi puji, se peitä piupi tässä pummuukin. Kauan jäänyt kaamui, ei saa mitään puhutsista, niin teiksi mistä oppi. Uustua uusi piiteiksi uhteiksi, niin
very old original style songs as well as word songs are very special. The original style of singing was basically harmonic sounds, which is different from the newer contemporary styles. Word songs were strictly for ceremonial use, reserved for returning war parties or successful hunts that celebrated victory and plenty for the whole camp, but are now used for special dances and events. Some competition songs are considered ceremonial, such as a slow, dignified sidestep for the old-time jingle dress dance, the sneak-up for men's traditional dance, or a fast beat for men's fancy bustle.
Mä tohkui kiivaatse sanoo kauan ja ihtei puhinkki ja oi keitää maa piivannu kuuksakit skuutu tauhkoutsiin ja uutiskapo tauhkoutsiin ja kenno kuuks häkitumaksi paskua ja tukska miksi mä tuhtein ikkasi ja utsin iksuaueist kiukski tei paskaa ja tukska miksi uks keipissä tuutta kopaavan iks kenniks keikki.
Early drums were often pegged to the ground with four decorated willow staffs that had sacred rattles attached to them to accentuate the sound. Ancient drummers sat on the ground on a bison rope connected to the Mother Earth. Traditionally, there is a man called the drum keeper. His job is to tend the drum and make sure that it is never left alone. He also makes sure that nothing is done to disrespect the drum, keeping it clean and never allowing it to touch the ground. There are special blankets that are given specifically for the drum. The spirit of the drum is like a person. You must keep it warm. It is part of the family, and the sole purpose of a drum group is to honor the drum and treat it as you would your fellow singers.
Jauan ja aasniskeikistunun matan senkana avanaan itohkuikia. Kiakskanniks koukouksi i niiksi tohtaa pistutsi pänsitsk istukimaatsist. Itut satsi vannuk sahkuun kiksistunnuun. Kennohkaaksi estukimeeks. Mä teit sitä pestukimaueiksa. Uusteeksi näitä ei saa kiitsimia miuutista tukimaan, vaan ei saa mitään piksi kiitsimia. Kennukkuistua on tukska, miksi matsetuk teipaskaa ja miisi ikään itse teiksu yhtuumia ksahkumin. Kenni matsetuk tohkitsi ja niistä tukimaatsis. Annuk, esnä suka piuan nukkuistua on manisteistu tuohpiau tohpuksen kiimaa.
Drums and drum making reflect all that is traditional for indigenous people. Respect for the animals, trees, sacred plants, fire, and the people you want to sing to. The creation of the drum is an art form handed down from father to son, and the maker of a drum must possess knowledge in the cleaning, tanning, and stretching of animal skins. The type of hide affects the overall tone. Raw hide from elk, moose, and buffalo are used for large powwow drums, while deerskin provides a taut, flexible covering for the smaller hand drums. In ancient times, they used to hollow out a tree trunk for the rim of the big drums.
tukimaat siis tohkuikian niiksi ja niiksi niiksi keiuks essikutujiks niih tohkuikki ja genohmat siis et siuks niiks kei kinnuun niiks ja tohkut siia miuhkui et oven omat skatuum ja ustu eikäistä pohkut siia aga uutista pukussu vahuiks anniks kenniks saaksi ei niiks kääks niiks kei ihto tapistu toimiksi ihteistä tukimoppist. Anni sikata vaatua piia. Keno kuumi ei uumi uutta kohta niistä tukimaatis, miksi mistiks matsetu tohkuikia.
The hand drum is a more personal instrument in which there is one voice, one song, one spirit. Hand drums are used with a personal approach that is deeply religious and ceremonial for the sun dance, ghost dance, prairie chicken dance, and sweat lodge. All drums can be painted with the drum maker's personal totem or the drum group's logo. When a drum is completed, it is passed through the smoke and consecrated by an elder.
Ihti tohkuikki jau aku kaatsin. Kiaas niks keisto oi paskaani. Kiitu kiiksaki tei paskaa. Kiumi statsik juhsi. Statsik ikuna maanen imatut tohkuikki jau. Kennohtukska miks matouks matkuutsi miauan huuksis tukimaksis. Ika vaatu istutsin mia. Maa omakitapi. Anakka jau vaatu istutsin miestä.
Traditional drumsticks are made of wood, leather, and rawhide lacing. Modern drumsticks made of fiberglass are sturdier and hold up better on a punishing powwow schedule. Weather can also play a large part with the effects of temperature and humidity. When it gets too cold, the drum tends to go flat and loosen up. Tuning by way of fire tightens up the straps and hide, giving the drum a higher pitch and tone. It is important to understand that young people who want to learn the way of the drum must be initiated into it. They must find good teachers and elders who are willing to share their knowledge to teach them and to guide them.
No kasti, kasti misti sitä tukimoppista. Anistke matovatua piia. Katova kojuksku. Ikeipisä tapistutsimia. Tukskan miks ihtohkuikia uumi agitsiksestui. Kenjakit tukuikia agatsiks tuhtuu miakitsistui miutest tukimatu puhai. Kenno kaamui, ettei kokiuhpi avaani ja mies tukimaatsis. Ihtei naksukku taku, ihta vaako ipisätis tukimaaja. Kenno kaaksa sitä piiks, nuhki maanneskseni mia mahkanistu istutsi pois tukimaatsis. Kesukaapi umhkita piiks kaaksen nuuniks ja kokeita puhsua ja kegitsyni maatsukua. Hän makutsut siipuissa, mistä tukimaatsis kenskei koututumaa piiä.
Thank you for listening to Buffalo Spirit Stories. If you enjoyed hearing this story and would like to read more stories about indigenous culture, please visit the Buffalo Spirit section on the Windspeaker website at windspeaker.com.